This is Ozarks at Large. During an emergency, we can count on local police, FEMA, and the Red Cross for help. Among these secular organizations is also the Mennonite Disaster Service, a faith-based agency. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently met with an Ozarks Mennonite team. They specialize in search and rescue. She met them at a mock drill in Madison County.
And I mean, guys, it's been a long, hard road to hoe to get this to where we're at, but we, as a team...
Arkansas Forestry Commission Ranger George Stowe Rains conducts closing review with members from the Carroll County Sheriff's Department, its Special Operations Unit, and members from the Carroll, Madison, and Newton County Search and Rescue Team after an eight-hour mock incident command system training at an encampment near Huntsville.
We brief them, give them their task assignment, they go back.
Listening very carefully are six bearded men dressed in dungarees and black suspenders. They comprise the Mennonite Disaster Service Search and Rescue Team of Carroll County. Ted Hostetler, who resides in Green Forest, is local and state team leader.
And I grew up Mennonite, and we are Christians, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason I'm going to get off track here, but the reason we are doing search and rescue, it is for us, it is a mission. It is a division of our church, you could say, and we are our own team. The Mennonites are. George did most of our training, trains with us every month, and now the Tri-County, we are under the umbrella, under the Tri-County Search and Rescue Team. So we are Mennonite Disaster Service Search and Rescue Team.
Hostetler's Mennonite community is made up of 50 or so families. They're mostly farmers, and they operate a private school and church just east of Berryville. The Mennonite Disaster Service draws from 4,000 Mennonite Amish and Brethren in Christ churches and districts across the country. But what sets the Carroll County MDS team apart from the others is that they are the first to combine natural disaster recovery with missing person recovery.
It's very rugged terrain. Our guys are very physically fit. They're equipped with packs, and we have a lot of water. I looked at a map and counted the rivers and the lakes within 50 miles, and there's lots of rivers and lakes, and there is a lot of water searches. So through a grant, we was able to purchase a boat that is suited for the river and also for the lake.
Most recently, this search and rescue team, SAR for short, participated in a five-day multi-agency search on Beaver Lake for a missing free diver, using their underwater imaging sonar to help guide divers in recovering the body. And Ted Hostetler says being a person of faith provides him certain opportunity not available to other emergency workers.
Because of us being a faith-based organization, I can come to a search. I'm not held liable to a sheriff or a county or a government agency. I can go up and put my arms around somebody. I can pray with them. I can talk with them, be emotional support as well as doing physical management of it. So I'm a lot more flexible, I feel, and that's what I like so well about the way our organization works.
MDS is divided into five regions, including Canada, with Arkansas located in Region 3, along with 13 states. Carroll County MDS SAR, formerly in operation since 2009, counts 27 team members who've assisted with dozens of searches over the years, helped in tornado recovery in western Washington County in the Altus-Denning region several years ago. And they've provided relief to residents and emergency workers helping at the Joplin, Missouri disaster.
The way it always is in a tornado, I've been to a lot. I'm Gasville, Arkansas. We were one of the first ones there, and we spent about a week there. It gives you a helpless feeling because the power of something like that is out of your control. And to pick up afterwards and to help people put their lives together is an awesome work. People's hearts are soft, and they want to accept help, and it's nice if you can help them.
Ted Hostetler says they get no monetary compensation, but the rewards are profound.
The most memorable rescue was in Stone County, Arkansas, over by Mountain View, and a three-year-old boy. He wandered, got out of the house, unstacked up books, and unlocked the door and got out of the house. Very rugged terrain. and wandered off. We got there at 9 o'clock in the evening and set up a command staff, worked all night. It was the next day afternoon when we found that little boy alive. And we're volunteers, and we spend a lot of time, and I always say the paycheck is when a child is found alive. And the look on the mother's face is indescribable.
MDS Executive Director Kevin King says the organization, established in 1950 and based in Lititz, Pennsylvania, is rooted in historical religious mutual aid.
It goes way back to our early Anabaptist faith, where taking the commandment seriously of loving our neighbor, and that neighbor could be across the street or it could be around the world.
MDS operates a unit in every state and Canadian province with more than 6,000 volunteers.
And so the basic responding block might be the congregation in that state. And then as the situation is larger or beyond their capacity, the unit, i.e. the state, reaches out. It's the coordinator, the state unit coordinator, calls people and develop a response. When it's overwhelming, like a large fire such as Bastrop, Texas, or Hurricane Katrina, then it ramps up to a regional nature or to a bi-national.
The service last count raised nearly $4 million annually. One-third covers administration, with the remainder going to equip volunteers in the field. Kevin King had been up part of the night, with MDS currently deploying units along the Front Range of eastern Colorado, where heavy rains have caused historic flooding. From Hurricane Sandy relief to recent wildfires in Southern California, MDS has been on the scene, but the Carroll County Search and Rescue Team, King says, is novel.
Our strong suit is in early response, meaning cleanup, and then becomes the recovery of 2, 3, 4 years down the road. So search and rescue is cutting edge for MDS. I approve of it, I applaud it, and I'm very excited for this group of folks to use whatever the strongest gifts God has given them, and they've done that. And we're very pleased with them and bless them for that. We're really excited.
An Arkansas emergency response trainer, George Stowrain, says the Mennonite Disaster Service is now embedded in their emergency response system.
And if it wasn't for the Mennonites, we wouldn't have a SAR team. They, and not to discount the other people that are involved, but the Mennonites, when we show up, they're always there in good numbers. They learn so well. They are so organized, so disciplined, and they're the best search and rescue team in the United States. I would put them up against anybody. And they are the cohesive part of this group because they help remind us that there's no good egos, there's no good hostile intentions. They keep us focused, they keep us mellow, and it just, the spiritual content that they bring to the team is unbelievable.
Searching the Ozarks Outback, as you can imagine, is grueling, and on occasion the results heartbreaking. So once a month, the Mennonite, along with their county emergency manager brethren, meet to share best management practices and camaraderie. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about the Mennonite Disaster Service and to make a contribution, visit mdsmennonite.net.